Lance Diamond, the late Buffalo music legend, comes to the big screen tonight for the world premiere of the documentary Diamond in the Buff at the North Park Theater at 7. The film's co-director is Kevin Pelloe, a Buffalo native who makes his living now in the Southern California entertainment industry. Kevin Pelloe stopped by our WBFO studios yesterday to provide some background into the makings of A Diamond in the Buff.
This actually started as a feature film, a scripted comedy, a mockumentary, actually, that I had written probably about 5 or 6 years ago. It was about a soul singer, an aging soul singer in Buffalo, who takes under his wing this kind of goofy 20-something white kid to basically be his protege and show him the way of the soul. And the way we would pitch this movie was like it was like Napoleon Dynamite with soul. I knew I wanted a base in Buffalo. I was starting to think, you know, who could play this role of the aging soul singer, and it just became crystal clear. It had to be Lance Diamond. And we came to Buffalo and we pitched the project to Lance Diamond and his manager Steve, and they were all in. Then at that point began to reshape this character as Lance Diamond, really as a more heightened version of Lance Diamond. We were in development for probably like a year on this project, and as you know, we weren't having the easiest time financing it, as you do trying to make an independent film. And unfortunately, you know, Lance passed away during that process, early 2015. At one point we had come to Buffalo for a weekend. We kind of shadowed Lance. We followed him around for the weekend, and we shot, you know, we shot some concert footage. We shot various interviews, and the decision became obvious. We had to do something for Lance, about Lance. Like I said, it was obvious. We said, well, let's make a documentary.
A Diamond in the Buff premieres tonight at 7 at the North Park, where it's expected to have a feature run later this summer. Plans are in the making as well to distribute the film on DVD. Kevin Pelloe and his co-director Brandon Ray had little trouble finding people who wanted to speak about Lance Diamond. At the same time, Pelloe says they went to great lengths to provide a critical understanding of the Buffalo legend while maintaining respect for an intensely private performer. According to Pelloe, one theme comes clear: the strong bond between the man and his hometown.
There were people that were booking him in Las Vegas, and he would cancel the show because he didn't want to go.
Mm.
It's also very much a love story between Lance Diamond and Buffalo, because nobody loved Buffalo more so than Lance Diamond. I mean, the guy was so head over heels. I think that was his first love. He was so head over heels with this community, I think, for allowing him to do what he always wanted to do. I mean, he loved his role in this community. He loved that he could go anywhere and be recognized. He knew how happy he could make people. He loved the fact that he performed across a span of generations. He said, like, I would do these people's wedding, and then when they had a kid, I would do their wedding too. I mean, he loved that, and that comes across really beautifully in the film.
What about your conversations then with him? Is there something in particular that stands out that really caught you off guard, maybe told you about this man mm-hmm. who decided to keep this talent right here in Buffalo?
Well, I think one thing that a lot of people don't know is what a pioneer Lance Diamond was. I mean, he broke down huge cultural barriers in this area. You know, just the other day, this came in retrospect, and I wish we had this film, but, you know, I heard a story from someone who said that at one point, you know, back in the day, he was booked at some event. And people were trying to have the party shut down because the music sounded too urban. I mean, that, you know, just kind of, it was kind of a sign of the times. These guys would go out to Hamburg, where I believe you're familiar with.
Yes.
back in the day, and there was a club that they would play at, and they would come out, and their, you know, people had poked holes in the radiator. You know, there was, you know, as we all know, as we should all acknowledge, you know, this area was very segregated.
Right.
You know, I think this area is still coping with a lot of those issues. But you know, back in you know, when Lance was coming up on this music scene, he really had to fight to get into the, you know, quote unquote white clubs. But he did it because he was so charismatic, because he had the business acumen. As his manager tells us in the movie, I mean, he would basically charm his way into the door and then just kill it. And then they're like, oh, we can make money off this guy. Let's book him.
It's called A Diamond in the Buff. It's the story of Lance Diamond, the Buffalo legend. Kevin Pelowi is the co-director. He joins us this morning. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.